A broad cutoff low centered south of James Bay over southeastern Ontario continues to dominate our weather. Waves of low pressure have been cycling around the upper level low, bringing us the daily rounds of showers and the cooler than normal temperatures. That cool cyclonic flow will continue today as the core of the cutoff low settles down near the international border. We'll have another breezy and unseasonably cool day with a threat for some rain or snow showers early, and the chance of rain showers for the valleys and snow showers continuing for the higher elevations, where there may be some minor accumulations even during the day. Highs for the day will struggle to get into the low 50s in the valleys, with highs in the upper 30s and 40s for the higher elevations, with a brisk north or northwesterly wind between 10 and 20 miles an hour and gusts between 30 and 35 miles an hour possible. That cutoff low will continue to cycle the disturbances around it as we head overnight into Friday with another more widespread round of rain and snow showers, with again some light accumulations possible in the higher elevations. Another short wave will pass over the region on Friday, continuing the shower threat for another day. The upper low will then move far enough east that while we'll still be under its influence with some below average temperatures heading through the weekend, the shower threat will be minimal both days. By Wednesday of next week, the weather models are moving the cutoff low far enough east that we should see a shift in our weather pattern. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of northern, southern, and eastern Texas through portions of Louisiana and southwest Mississippi. And there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk area from the southern plains to the lower Mississippi Valley, central Gulf Coast states, and deep south Texas. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms, with some producing large hail and wind damage, will be possible across much of Texas, southern Oklahoma, and Louisiana, with marginally severe storms with hail and strong wind gusts occurring in parts of the central Gulf Coast, west central Texas, and central Oklahoma. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s and a west wind, 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, isolated showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high in the low 50s and a gusty west wind around 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. And in Buffalo, scattered snow showers in the morning, then scattered rain and snow showers during the afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high near 40. Breezy, too, with a west wind between 15 and 25 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 87 set in 1902 and tied in 2007. Normal minimum temperature is 40 degrees with a record of 26 set in 1975. Sunrise and sunset data for today, April the 23rd, 2015. Sunrise at 6:02 a.m. Eastern and sunset at 7:46 p.m. Eastern. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. It'll be mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 50s, a brisk west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain showers in the evening, then a chance of rain or snow showers after midnight. Cold with lows near 30 and a west wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, much cooler with highs only in the lower 50s, a brisk west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy and cold with lows near 30 and a west wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers in the morning, then a chance of rain showers in the afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers in the evening, and a chance of snow showers after midnight. Cold with lows in the mid-20s and a west wind 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers this afternoon. Highs only in the upper 40s, a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 miles an hour possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the upper 20s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs near 50 degrees, a west wind 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible, and tonight mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the lower 30s, west winds around 15 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all partly sunny with temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.